It was only a few years ago that Fort Ticonderoga's financial situation was so tenuous that there was talk it would have to shut down for a season or auction part of its collection of artifacts and artwork to raise money. Officials at the fort executed a comprehensive plan to fortify its financial stability, completing Phase 1 in March. Fort Ticonderoga President and CEO Beth Hill says their efforts led to a remarkable season.
Just like any other business, we focused on product development and marketing. And I know that that may sound funny for nonprofits, but we really examined, you know, our core competencies. What are we best at? What are we going to excel in? And really began to develop that, as well as trademarking our brand as America's Fort. And going into this past year, we identified a number of, quote, quick wins. Basically, action steps that we could take that didn't cost a great deal, there wasn't heavy capital investments, that would help us test concepts. And the goal was to better serve the mission, better serve our visitors, and result in more revenue to then reinvest back into the organization.
Paid attendance at Fort Ticonderoga increased nearly 6%, and admissions revenue rose 18% compared to the 2011 season. Donations to the membership program were up 38%, and there was an 18% growth in annual giving. Again, Beth Hill.
What we have seen with like cultural destinations, historic sites, museums, the numbers are really flat or, in many cases, down. So our numbers really are quite different than what we're seeing overall in the profession. And what led to these numbers, it's really a few things. We developed a new site configuration. We brought people into a new entrance, and they have experiences on our entire landscape. Whereas in years past, people did come onto the property and then at that point decide if they wanted to buy a ticket or not. But also, we really have started to break out of the confines of a seasonal model. And so our programming revenue and our numbers are also reflected in our year-round initiatives that we haven't seen in the past.
Ticonderoga Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Matt Courtright says many businesses in the area reported a busy summer and fall season that visitors to the fort may have helped advance.
Obviously, the fort is a huge component and draw to the area. Everyone's heard of Ticonderoga in history. I know the fort sees over 72,000 visitors a year, and that is a huge impact to the town. And a lot of organizations within the Ticonderoga area and the fort, economic development agencies, the chamber, the town, we're all trying to work together to market and promote ourselves a little bit better.
Implementation of Phase 2 of Fort Ticonderoga's strategic plan will begin early next year, targeting product development and planning for capital growth. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.